Renee was a nurse. She wasn't someone who had been particularly interested in mathematics in the past, but she had somehow gotten hold of the software and was hooked. Now what I want to do is make a straight line with this formula parallel to the y-axis, she begins. Schoenfeld is sitting next to her. She looks over at him anxiously. It's been 5 years since I did any of this. She starts to fiddle with the program, typing in different numbers. Now, if I change the slope that way, -1, now what I mean to do is make the line go straight. As she types in numbers, the line on the screen changes. Oops, that's not going to do it. She looks puzzled. What are you trying to do? Schoenfeld asks. What I'm trying to do is make a straight line parallel to the y-axis. What do I need to do here? I think what I need to do is change this a little bit. She points at the place where the number for the y-axis is. That was something I discovered, that when you go from 1 to 2, there was a rather big change. But now if you get way up there, you have to keep changing. This is Renee's glorious misconception. She's noticed the higher she makes the y-axis coordinate, the steeper the line gets. So she thinks the key to making a vertical line is just making the y-axis coordinate large enough. I guess 12 or even 13 could do it. Maybe even as much as 15, she says. She frowns. She and Schoenfeld go back and forth. She asks him questions. He prods her gently in the right direction. She keeps trying and trying, one approach after another. At one point, she types in 20. The line gets a little steeper. She types in 40. The line gets steeper still. I see that there is a relationship there, but as to why, it doesn't seem to make sense to me. What if I do 80? If 40 gets me halfway, then 80 should get me all the way to the y-axis. So let's just see what happens. She types in 80. The line is steeper still, but it's not totally vertical. Ooh, it's infinity, isn't it? It's never going to get there. Renee is close, but then she reverts to her original misconception. So what do I need, 100? Every time you double the number, you get halfway to the y-axis, but it never gets there. She types in 100. It's closer, but not quite there yet. She starts to think out loud. It's obvious she's on the verge of figuring something out. Well, I knew this, though, but I knew that. For each one up, it goes that many over. I'm still somewhat confused as to why. She pauses, squinting at the screen. I'm getting confused. It's a tenth of the way to the one, but I don't want it to be. And then she sees it. Oh, it's any number up and zero over. It's any number divided by zero. Her face lights up. A vertical line is anything divided by zero, and that's an undefined number. Oh, okay, now I see. The slope of a vertical line is undefined. Ah, that means something now. I won't forget that. Over the course of his career, Schoenfeld has videotaped countless students as they worked on math problems. But the Renee tape is one of his favorites because of how beautifully it illustrates what he considers to be the secret to learning mathematics. 22 minutes pass from the moment Renee begins playing with the computer to the moment she says, "Ah, that means something now." That's a long time. This is eighth grade mathematics, Schoenfeld said. If I put the average eighth grader in the same position as Renee, I'm guessing that after the first few attempts, they would have said, "I don't get it. I need you to explain it."